The Massachusetts Black and Latino Caucus has announced priorities for the new legislative session. Leading the caucus as its new chairman is three-term Democratic State Representative Carlos Gonzalez of Springfield. He said the priorities address specific issues impacting the state's communities of color. The caucus endorsed 27 bills that have been filed dealing with issues ranging from K through 12 school funding to fair housing to climate change in urban communities. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Representative Gonzalez.
The Black and Latino Caucus started approximately 40-something years ago, and it's to kind of prioritize legislation that is important, and specifically towards the, at that time, the Black community. And then sometime around in 93 or 95, it was a joint caucus between the Black and the Latino community legislators.
And so as the new chairman, you get to, I assume, have a say into the agenda for the caucus. What are you looking at? What are your priorities for this new legislative session?
Well, one of our key components is equitable education. We want to assure that inner cities are receiving the appropriate funding to give an equal education opportunity.
So you're talking about the foundation formula, which of course has been much discussed lately because Governor Baker's come up with his own proposal, and then there was legislation that was filed in the House by one of your colleagues, Aaron Vega from Holyoke, that also addresses this very question.
There's a few bills that have been filed. One, obviously, by the governor. The other one by my colleague Aaron Vega, and then also one of our other colleagues, Paul Tucker from Salem. Who's also filed a bill that really the goal is to look at the formula and to, you know, equal the playing field. How we get there is what I think that where the discussion phase is going to take place.
What else? Anything else of that you're particularly keen on addressing in this session?
One of the other areas that I think has been a priority for the Black and Latino Caucus since I've been there is the Community Reinvestment Act, and asking the banks that do business in specific catchment areas that they provide their community reinvestment reports to our local cities and towns, which is an obligation to demonstrate what are their investments are in the communities that they serve.
And they're not required to do that now?
But yes, they are required to do it to the federal government.
Uh-huh.
What we're asking is to bring it down to the level of the cities and towns, because when we look back at the Community Reinvestment Act after the Watts riots in 1968, that fund was a huge investment in inner cities, particularly Black and brown communities. Since then, the process of reporting has changed. And we feel at this moment there's really no oversight from the federal government as to what is the real participation of our banks and our financial institutions into inner city.
You recently led a delegation as chairman of the caucus to the state's minimum security prison in Concord, MCI Concord as it's known. What was the purpose of that?
The purpose is, as a part of the Black and Latino Caucus, we know that we have a high concentration of Black and brown folks in our Department of Corrections. So we want to look at ways and better understand what are the issues that we can help our Department of Corrections to provide opportunities for the prison population. So when they come back to our communities, they are better prepared to be productive citizens.
And is there a particular program that they're working on in the prison in Concord to reintroduce inmates into the community once they've done their time?
Yes. Well, what we saw, and I got to give a shout out to Superintendent Rodriguez, who was able to demonstrate how he has taken and reutilized space within the prison system to provide alternative education, alternative informational opportunities for our prison inmates, such as introduction to computers, introduction to AAA certification. They are also doing some type of carpentry work. They're also doing some classroom work. And they also have a program that gives them incentives. So as they participate in many of the alternative programs, they receive point systems. And within those point systems, that provides them an opportunity to be able to move themselves or have a special type of opportunities that they can have their own TV in their own cells instead of watching the TV with all the cellmates. They have access to more phone calls. They have access to other opportunities that within the prison system. So it's a learn-to-earn program, and we're very excited to hear and see that program in place.
And is it potentially a pilot program that might be expanded to other prisons in Massachusetts?
We were impressed with Superintendent Rodriguez's ability to, again, reutilize space from storage space to classroom space, from unused space to a computer laboratory. So those things were impressive to us to see. Now, you know, how they are able to present this program in other prisons, yet we don't know, but hopefully that's what can happen in the future.
What else would you like people to know about the work of the Black and Latino Caucus?
Well, we want to impress upon the importance of fighting the recidivism of poverty. When we look at all ills in inner-city communities, Black and brown communities, the main issue that surrounds it all, whether it's lack of education, whether it's job education, whether it's securing better housing, it all leads to poverty. So, again, we need to invest in communities, but in programs that invest in the community. And that's what we want to concentrate on during this legislation session.